Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tony Khan goes off, Triple H could be going in, and a former WCW champion is going on. For Tuesday, November the 19th, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News.
I heard your voice on a Dynamite. Are we ever going to see you as a permanent
character? That was not like an intention to make, like, insert me as like a character or anything. It's just the fact is, like, obviously it's not a secret that I'm the owner of the company, and like I don't want to interject myself in that way.
The words of AEW president and CEO Tony Khan there at the AEW Full Gear Media Scrum after the event. And Tony Khan had a scrum of his own on Twitter last night. Some rather choice words for a few WWE superstars. So this all started with CM Punk tweeting about tonight's episode of WWE Backstage. Punk tweeted, "It is weird trying to catch up on 5+ years of wrestling. I'm doing what I can. There's bright spots, mostly women from what I can tell. There's bad too. I'm going to talk about it and no one is safe. Join us." And he's tagged in a whole slew of people, including people within WWE. And he tags in Tony Khan to this tweet as well. So Tony Khan has now seen the tweet. He's been tagged in it. Tony Khan responded a short while later saying, "No one is safe. Sounds like a plane full of wrestlers in Saudi Arabia." Randy Orton weighed in on this now, saying, "What's the whole thing about glass houses and stones?" After this, he attached a link to an article about Saeed Khan being investigated for corruption. So it's getting a bit beefy now. Tony Khan responds to this with what many are saying is the killer blow, where he says, "I thought you only tagged me in your posts when you were grasping for leverage. That article is over a year old and is about baseless claims made about my dad years ago. That's the best you can do? Nothing. Meanwhile, in the time since that was written, you've used the N-word on Twitch." We go further down the rabbit hole. Brandi Rhodes responds with, "That's the end of the fight, TKO. To which Charlotte Flair responds with an eye roll emoji and, "Please." It's very rare to see both sides getting flapped like this, especially Tony Khan, who has very much just been cracking on with business up until now. Something in him yesterday, once CM Punk tagged him in this tweet, certainly lit a fire in him. Obviously, CM Punk was playing silly buggers, tagging in Tony Khan. Tony Khan, on this occasion, decided, "No, I'm not going to let it lie. I'm gonna say something about this." Randy Orton then weirdly getting involved. After spending months and months potentially teasing going to AEW, suddenly he's all through WWE. Must be that 5-year contract that he signed just now. Tony Khan letting him have it with both barrels as well. Just a case of sometimes, if you're on Twitter a lot, you can take the high ground on quite a few things. But sometimes, if you're just in the wrong frame of mind, something lights a fire in you. We've seen it with Seth Rollins plenty of times. And you know what? We talk about it a lot with Seth Rollins whenever Seth Rollins does it. So we can't talk about it when Seth Rollins goes on these Twitter rants and ignore it when somebody from AEW does. Tony Khan here, really going for it on Twitter last night.
"Here's the spoiler. This Sunday, you will either see Rey Mysterio pull off a miracle and beat Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship, avenge his family's honor, or you will see Brock Lesnar massacre Mysterio, deliver a beating so heinous I can't convey it to you in words in advance. They will have to pull this footage from WWE history because it will be that graphic in nature, and it won't just be a 5. second match. It will be a public torture session.
Back to wrestling news, away from social media, and Survivor Series is shaping up quite nicely. A stip has been added to the WWE title match between Brock Lesnar and Rey Mysterio. It will now be no holds barred. The WWE Championship on the line. I'm intrigued by this. This opens up a lot of possibilities in terms of how the match can go. Obviously, we'll see Rey Mysterio and Brock Lesnar fighting all over the shop to bring this one to life a little bit more. And a few people have already tweeted me suggesting that this is the night where we see the heel turn of Dominic Mysterio. Are we going to see Dominic get involved in this match? Are we maybe going to see Dominic attack his own dad? Speculation forever on that one. Also, with regards to the elimination matches, this comes from WrestleVotes, who say, hearing that over the past few weeks, there has been a push from creative to have Triple H as a member of Team NXT in the men's elimination match. That idea has been met with mixed reactions, including that of the game. I'm told he does not want to be part of the match this Sunday. Absolutely the right decision to not have him part of the match. If Triple H can fight that one, that'd be great. It doesn't really fit for Triple H to be in action for NXT. Obviously, he's the leader of the gang, but I don't want to see him representing them in the ring. Not when you've got such a wealth of talent who could be involved in that match already. I don't think you need Triple H as the star power for it. No doubt Triple H will be a part of the match in some way, shape or form, whether he's ringside, whether there's an altercation with another wrestler somewhere, but certainly don't put him in the match and take a spot away from an actual NXT star. Otherwise, what is the point of NXT? We saw a great segment on Raw between Triple H and Kevin Owens, and we saw a 24/7 title change as well. Mr. Pacitti will be along later on today with WWE Raw Graded, and he's going to break down both of those segments and everything else that happened on Monday Night Raw as well. Squared Circle Sirens are reporting that WWE has reached a deal with former WWE Women's Tag Team Champion Nikki Cross. It's nice to hear a story of a WWE wrestler who is most definitely staying with the company. Nikki Cross will be with WWE for many more years to come. We don't know exactly how long this new deal is. Her original deal was for 3 years back in 2016. I've seen a lot of five-year deals floating around, so potentially it's a five-year deal, but don't quote me on that. Either way, it's nice to see Nikki Cross will be part of WWE's plans going forward. So we found out on the latest episode of Being the Elite that Matt Jackson is currently injured. One half of the Young Bucks is unable to wrestle right now. This is why probably last week on AEW Dynamite we saw Nick Jackson in singles action. We don't know how bad Matt Jackson's injury currently is. Hopefully it won't keep him out of action for too long and he'll be back alongside his brother very, very shortly. Staying with AEW, they put out this press release last night saying AEW announced Bash at the Beach, an unprecedented 9-day experience for superfans that features two Dynamite shows, a cruise on board Chris Jericho's tricked out party ship, and non-stop entertainment in between. The adventure begins on Wednesday, January the 15th, when AEW Dynamite takes over the Watsco Center at the University of Miami for a Bash at the Beach themed episode, and continues with Chris Jericho's rock and wrestling Rager at Sea sailing round trip from Miami to Nassau in the Bahamas on January the 20th to the 24th. High octane bouts with the biggest names from AEW will be filmed from Jericho's sold out Norwegian Pearl ship, including the January 22nd episode of Dynamite on TNT. This history making event will be bubbling, see what we did there, with excitement opportunity, with exclusive opportunities to meet AEW star studded roster, as well as non-stop wrestling, rock and roll, live podcasts, paranormal explorations, talent hosted activities, autograph sessions, parties, and more. That comes from AEW's press department. How cool is this? They're going to be filming episodes of Dynamite at Sea. I'm down for this completely. There was talk a while ago that Ric Flair had been hired to be a part of Chris Jericho's Rager at Sea. Now, if Ric Flair is still there, and it's around the time that his contract with WWE expires, I'm just going to let you fill in the speculative blanks on that one. Talking of wrestling legends, the Great Muta has been added to the card for Joey Janela's Spring Break 4 that takes place on the 3rd of April during WrestleMania weekend. Joey Janela announced this, announced this on Twitter last night, showing a video of some of the Great Muta's best moments. Doesn't wrestle so much anymore. He does a couple of odd shows here and there. Recently, he was in a six-man tag at the Destroyer Memorial Night. He did some stuff as part of the Ring of Honor New Japan Supercard at Madison Square Garden. So it's very few and far between shows with the Great Muta on. So if you're going to be around there for WrestleMania weekend, try and get yourself to Spring Break 4 and watch the Great Muta in action. NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool 2. Oh, it's a mouthful of a show name, isn't it? Regardless, it is now a sellout. Tickets went on sale yesterday. It took less than 2 hours to completely sell out the show. There are spoilers doing the rounds of some of the matches that will feature on that show. We talked about them in the podcast yesterday, and if you wanted to avoid them, don't worry. I'm not going to talk about them here now. You can download yesterday's Daily News podcast and hear them all there. But I love the fact that these UK shows continue just to sell out as quick as they do. Blackpool 2, I think very much like with Cardiff, could be that sleeper show of the year. One of those shows that, you know, you go into with a lot of other stuff happening around the wrestling calendar, not expecting the world, but getting an absolute blinder. I'm really pumped for NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool 2, even if it is a long name. Tonight, Impact Wrestling are running a special retro show called Throwback Throwdown. For one night only, they are becoming a very small Canadian independent group. And all the gimmicks have changed. The matches have changed. I'm really excited to watch this. We're going to see a body slam challenge featuring Kongo Khan, featuring Kongo Kong and Muscles McGee, a.k.a. Brian Cage. The Commonwealth TV title will be on the line in a match featuring Downtown Daddy Brown, a.k.a. Willie Mack. And we're going to see Jordan Grace, Jessica Havoc, Alexia Nicole and Tessa Blanchard facing a team of guys comprising of, get ready for this, Tim Burr, Gymnasium, Bill Ding, and the NASCAR driver, Ray Strack. Do you know what? Wrestling is so good when it's nonsense. This is my kind of nonsense. Impact Tonight doing the Throwback Throwdown.
I just wish this belt fit a little better.
Yeah, I bet you do. But you know why it doesn't? You're not a wrestler.
Now, baby, is that any way to talk to the heavyweight champion of the world?
Oh, good God. Come on.
And finally, as well as the return of CM Punk to a WWE television program. I know he works for Fox, calm down. We are going to see an appearance by a former WCW World Heavyweight Champion as David Arquette is a special guest on WWE Backstage. All we know so far is that he is going to be taking part in the WWE Backstage promo school. So we could see some quality David Arquette promos getting cut tonight as well. If you're a new wrestling fan and you're wondering what this is all about, why is David Arquette here? Get WWE Network up. Look up Thunder from 2001 on the WCW pages. And watch the night that David Arquette, the actor, became the WCW World Heavyweight Champion. It's a night that lives in infamy. Some may say it was the night that began the... It was the beginning of the end for W. Some say this was the beginning of the end for WCW, which I'm sure David Arquette wears as a badge of honour. Can't wait to see David Arquette on WWE Backstage tonight. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News. As I say, Raw Graded is on our YouTube channel later on today. Mr. Pacitti will be guiding you through everything from Monday Night Raw last night. And also, Ross will be here later with the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw as well. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.